This is a Hashkafa Shia for Purim, and we begin with the Gemara Megillah Daf Hey with regard to the mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim, Ein Medagdekin B'mitzvahs Purim, El Kol Mi Shehu Poshed Es Yado Litol Nosnim Lo. And this is Paskin LaHalacha in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Tofres Sadi Dalid, Ein Medagdekin B'mos Purim, El Kol Mi Shehu Poshed Yado Litol Nosnim Lo. Anyone who puts his hand down on Purim, you give him. And we're going to quote a sefer here called Likutei Harim, which is quoted in the Shvilei Pinchas. And he's talking about the moment in which we eat our Sudas Purim. Purim's man ratzon lakol. Shor ru'ua de ru'ua. Kol echad yochol lif'ol eitzel Hashem Yisparach shi'amale mish'alos libo letova. V'alochem ufureshes b'shulchan aruch e medagdekim b'mos Purim v'chol mishaposhet yodo litol nosnim lo. In other words, this halacha here, lamata, as we say, that we're not medagdei b'mos Purim, but anyone who puts his hand out, we give him, it's because there's a parallel corresponding hanhoga on Purim itself, lamala, in Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not medagdeik with anyone who comes forward and asks, but rather, kol mi sheposhet yodo levakish mehakadosh baruch hu bepurim memalim lo kol mishalos libo. It's as if we have this one day of the year where God will answer, will respond to any request, any mishalos libo, whatever our heart desires. However, we have to do something down here in order to be ma'orer. We need an esarus del tato to be ma'orer the esarus deli elo. And therefore, we have this halacha down here lamata. They call it poshet yodo nosnim lo, and that's our esarus del tato. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu up in Shemayim responds in tune, and he is memali our mishalos libenu, whatever we stretch our hand out to ask for. And this is a reflection of a pasuk in Esther. In the fifth parak, it says, "Vayomer Amelech li Esther v'mishte ayayin mashe lo seich v'inosein loch." And of course, the Medrash tells us in Esther Rabbah that whenever it says the word Melech in the Megillah, it's a remez for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei Amelochim. And therefore, when it says Vayomer HaMelech, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's talking. Li Esther is a remez for Knesset Yisrael. And it says B'mishtei Ayayin, that's Purim. Mashe Laseich V'inosein Loch. Whatever you ask for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will grant you. Why is it that on Purim, of any of the days of the year, what's special about Purim, that this Hanhoga, this unbelievable Hanhoga, that Kol HaPoshet Yodo, Levakish Mekadosh Baruch Hu, is Memalim Lo Kol Mishalos Libo Letoiva, whatever we ask for, Hashem responds. And perhaps, if we take a look at the Megillah a second time, let's take a second look at the Megillah, let's look at the relationship here between Esther and Mordechai, the Yichus of Esther. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to bring the Nes through Mordechai, the Hatzolah against the Gzeir of Haman. Ishu di Hoya Bishushan Habira. Ushmo Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Ishimini. Chachomim in the Medrash reveal to us that there's a remez here that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah wrote in the Megillah in a secret form, Baruch HaKodesh, on the connection between Mordechai Yehudi and Moshe Rabbeinu. Ish Yehudi hoya b'shushan abir ish malamish hoya Mordechai shokul b'doro kimoshe b'doro. With regard to Moshe, the pasuk says about Midbar Yud Beis, "Va'ish Moshe anov me'od." And Ma Moshe omad b'peretz d'chsiv, "Va'yomer lashmidom lule Moshe b'chiro omad b'peretz." Is Af Mordechai ken d'chsiv, Doresh tov li'amo v'dover shalom l'chol zaro. Ma Moshe limei Torah li'Yisrael d'chsiv re'eilam limadeti eschem chukim mishpotim af Mordechai kein d'chsiv divrei shalom v'emes. Emes k'nei v'al timkor. This medrash teaches us that the description of Mordechai as Ish Yehudi is a secret code and a deeper meaning behind the lines, below the surface, that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, in a sense, concealed in that phrase, Ish Yehudi, is that Mordechai was shakul, just like Moshe was shakul, Moshe with his midah v'anova, and this, so to speak, zeres shava, between Ish Yehudi, referring to Mordechai, and in Moshe Benu Ish, Moshe Onam Miod, is teaching us that Mordechai personifies that attribute of humility that we find in Moshe Rabbeinu. And Ish Yehudi means an onav. A person who's a misgaya, who's full of himself, he's conceited, he is pogam in the Shem Hashem, in the Yud Kei, which is the same gematria as gaiva. So Yud Kei is anava. And someone who's a misgoyen and gaiva, he's being pogea in the shame Yud Kei. And the Chidah writes in Rosh David that when it says in Targum Yonasan, on the pasuk in Bamidbar Yud Gimel Vayikra Moshe Yoshua Benun Yoshua, Loshea Benun Yoshua, says the Targum Yonasan, Ukad Chama Moshan Venusei Kora Moshe Yoshua Benun Yoshua. When Moshe became aware and recognized the great midah of Anova, of Yoshua, that's when he called his name Yoshua. And Rashi says, Hispalol of Yud Kei, Yah, Yoshiach HaMeatzas Meraglim, that Yoshua, as a personification of humility of Anova, is a representative of the name of God, Yud Kei. Because Yud Kei, as we said, is Anova. And if Yoshua would have been Mizgoya, he would have been Pogame in the name Yud Kei. And Moshe could not be Mispalol of B'Shem Yud Kei. And that's what Targum Yonasan adds over here. V'kad chama Moshe an v'nuse. When Moshe beheld and recognized the midah of Anova of Yoshua, that Yoshua is not pogam, he didn't in any way undermine the name Yud Kei, is Kara Moshe Yoshua Binun Yehoshua, adding the Yud to Hoshea, making it Yud Kei, Yoshiach HaMitzas Meraglim. And we find a remez for this in the Melchemes HaMolek, in Parshas Beshalach. It says, Vayomer Ki Yud Al Keis Ka Yud Kei, Milchamol Hashem Ba'amolek. There's a clip of Amalek, and that's Gaiva. Amalek is the gematria of Ram, Resh Mem, which means up, you know, put someone who's full of himself. He's bloated. And Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, Milchama L'Hashem Ba'Amalek. What's Ki Yod Al Keis Ka? The Milchama Amalek is on the clip of Gaiva, and the Milchama is going to be with the name Yud Kei. Ka milchamas Hashem l'Amalek, the midah of Anova. And therefore we understand and appreciate that Mordechai's description as an Ish Yehudi, Yehudi are the letters of Yud and then Hey Yud. And that means Hey Yud, the name Yud Kei. So if you take the word Yehudi and you break it up into two parts. You have the Yud at the beginning of Yehudi, you have the Vav of Yehudi, and then you have the Dalet at the end, towards the end of Yehudi. So that's going to be Yud. Yud, Vav, Dalet is the shame, is the letter Yud Bimloo, as we call it. And what you're left with now is the Hey Yud, which is the name of Hashem Yud Kei. The remez here is that Mordechai personifies Anova. his behavior is an expression of shiflus, and he deserves the toar, the description of Ish Yehudi. And we learn from Gzeres Shava that Ish Yehudi is like Ha'ish Moshe, on of Miod is Moshe Rabbeinu, who personifies Hanova. And there's a remez to the name Yud Kei Bimiluo, which is the shame of Hanova. And that shame is going to be Machnia, the Klipas Gaiva of Haman and Zeramolek. And it's interesting that if you take a look at the Kesem Ophir on the Megillah, he writes, V'nikra ish Yehudi Yud, and then Hey Yud, al shekofar begaiva. He was the antithesis, Mordechai, of Gaiva. And the Gemara tells us in Chulin, Mordechai min Ator minayin, Dechsiv mar dror, metagaminan mira dechia. Why is the remez of Mordechai, the name Mordechai, mar dror? If you take the word mar, mem resh, is a remez for Amalek. Amalek is bigmatria mar. Or if you take mar and you switch around the letters, it's resh mem, rum, it's gaiva. And since Mordechai, with his anava, is going to be the antithesis to undermine the klipas gaiva of Haman, Mizera Molek, therefore mar drar. The word drar here means to, in a sense, free us and redeem us from mar, from Amalek, because the gematria of Amalek is mar, and mar is rum, and Amalek represents gaiva. He personifies the klip of gaiva. And let's see how far we can go, based on this Gzeres Shava that we started, the Medrash between Ish and Ish, how far can we go in the comparison between these two personalities, between Mordechai and back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have three milos of Mordechai in his generation, which parallel or mirror images of Moshe in his generation. The first milo is Anav Kimosha. The second milo is Ma Moshe Amad Biperetz. Moshe Rabbeinu stands in front of the Almighty with supplications, pleading, crying to save Klal Yisrael from destruction after the Chet HaEgel Dechsiv, as it says in the Pasuk Vayomer, Lashmidam Lulei Moshe Bechiro Amad Biperetz. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to defend the Jewish people on high, and he declares, Lama Zeh Yechre Apcha Be'amecha Sharotesa Meretz Mitzchayim Bekol Gadol V'yot Chazoka. And so too Mordechai does the same. He saves Klal Yisrael from the Gzer of Haman through his tefillah. As the Pasuk says, Doresh Tov Li'amo V'dover Shalom L'chol Zaro. He was Doresh Tov for Klal Yisrael. Good. Protect Klal Yisrael from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the second parallel, the second similarity between Mordechai and his predecessor Moshe. Not just Anova, but Omed V'peretz. Now we have a third parallel. Ma Moshe Limei Torah Yisrael Dechsiv Rei Limanati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Af Mordechai Ken Dechsiv Direi Shalom V'emes. It means that Mordechai was Mashpia on Klal Yisrael, and the Hashpa of Moshe of Mordechai on Klal Yisrael, it does not fall short of the Hashpa of Moshe when Moshe brings the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe transmits the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and Mordechai influences and inspires the people of Israel to be makabel the Torah mi'ava and kimu mashikimu kvar. That back at the time of Har Sinai, kofaleim harkigigis, the Jews were to some extent compelled to accept the Torah. Not so at the time of Achashverosh. The pasuk tells us in Vayikra, I'm sorry, in Shmos Yutes, Vayisyatzvu b'tachtis ha'har, Omer Rav Avdimi, Malami shekofa kodesh baruch lehem es har kigigis, V'yomer lehem im atem mekabelim ha'tor mutav, V'im lav, shom teikvu raschem, Omer Rava, af al pichein hodor, kibluah, Bimei Achashverosh. Dechsiv Kimu Vekibla Yehudim Kimu Mashikibu Kvar. So why is it that Bnei Yisrael at the time of Achashverosh are Makabalu Torbi Ava? And that's after the Nes of Purim. And the Gemara says in Masechta Tainis, Lama Nimshalu Divrei Torah Lamayim Dechsiv Pasuk Yeshaya Hevi Kol Tzame Luchu Lamayim Lama Lucha Ma Mayim Manichim Mokom Gavoa V'Holchim L'Mokom Namuch After Divrei Torah Ein Miskayimin Ela B'mi Shedaito Shfeilo. So Mordechai, with his anova, is machnia the klipas gaiv of Haman, who's mizera molek, and he's mashpia kedusha on Yisrael, that they should also be anovim, like him. And in that way, the Torah, yarda Torah leim, kimayim hayardim mimokom gavol mokom namuch. This love for Torah is symbolized by the water coming from on high and flowing down to a lower point. Bnei Yisrael, at the time of Mordechai, were makabel the Torah b'ava. They felt the godliness of Torah. They felt like the Torah was enveloping them. La'yehudim aysa ora v'simcha v'sosim yikar sechazal ora zu Torah. So Mordechai is machnia the klipas gaiva of Amalek, and he's mashpia the kedusha onto Klal Yisrael that they should also be anovim like him. This medrash that compares Mordechai to Moshe is the source for what it says in the Sfarim, especially in the Megala Mukos, that Mordechai was a nitzotz of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Megala Mukos writes, Ra Moshe Baruch HaKodesh Shemordechai Hu Darga Shel Moshe. Kmo Sha'omru Chazal, Mordechai Min HaTor Vinayin, Kach Lecha V'Somim Rosh, Kach Lecha Daika, Shehu Darga Dilech, Diloch, Kedisa B'Medra Shokhartov, Shokol HaYom Mordechai Ke Moshe. Now, let's take a look at something which is presented by Rabbi Yonasan Ivershitz in his Yarish Zvash. It's also in the Mori Naim of the Chernobyl. And it says in the Gemara Megillah Yud Gimel Mibes regarding the poor Shehipil Haman, the lottery of Haman. Tana, Kevin Shenafal Pur Bechodesh Adar, Samach Simcha Gedola, Omar. Nafali pur biyerech shemespo Moshe v'lo yodea shebeshiva biador meis ubeshiva biador nolad. Now it's interesting that they mention the day of his death first, right, and then the day of his birth. Why is that necessary? I mean, if v'lo yodea, if the surprise to Haman was that on that day, the 7th of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Gemara didn't have to repeat V'loi Yodea Shebezayin Adar Mes. Obviously, the Haman knew that the Bezayin Adar Mes Moshe. And that's exactly why he was so happy. Nafali Pur B'Yerach Shebez Bo Moshe. So what's the emphasis here on V'loi Yodea Shebezayin Adar Mes? And not only that, just in terms of chronology, first you mention the Yom Leda before you mention the Yom Misa. So it should have said Yom B'Zayin Adar Nolan and then B'Zayin Adar Mes. That would have been a more reflective of the chronological order. And the explanation that's offered is that the famous principle of the Zohar, that Ispashtuse de Moshe b'chol dor v'dor, b'chol tzadik v'tzadik, v'chocham v'chocham de misasik bo reisad, shitin ribu. So it means the following. Alachas kam v'kama, if you're talking about in each generation, there's Ispashtuse de Moshe, some sort of spark of Moshe, that, in a sense, is embodied in the Chachomim and the Tzaddikim of that door, then certainly in the case of Mordechai, who's Shokol Kamoshe, he certainly fits that description. So now it says, V'lo yodea shebishiva bi'ador mes, which means that despite the fact that he died, b'shiva ador nolad, Moshe Rabbeinu is still alive, not physically, but in terms of this his pashtusei, the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, the nitzos of Moshe Rabbeinu, who mislabesh b'chach me'ator shebechol dor v'dor. And now, he's mislabesh in Mordechai, and that's going to bring down the hapola of Haman, the nes of Hatzolah Klal Yisrael. The entire miracle is going to be brought down, it's going to be brought about by the fact that Mordechai is sort of like a levush. He is the person of the representation of Moshe Rabbeinu in that door. And therefore it's very important to emphasize that what Haman didn't know was that b'shiva b'ador mesu, b'shiva b'ador nolad. And that's really an introduction, that concept that although Moshe Rabbeinu died, he was reborn, so to speak, in a different form in the Chachomim of each generation, and certainly in this generation of Mordechai. Is that's what Haman was missing. That's what he didn't know. That although Moshe Rabbeinu died, but Mordechai is here to replace him, so to speak. Mordechai is the personification, the representation of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what Haman was unaware of. And we can understand and appreciate that the Hislabshus of Moshe and Mordechai, that Moshe Rabbeinu's nitzotz was somehow entered into the spirit of Mordechai. Moshe was most of the Torah to Klal Yisrael, but yet the Kabbalah Satorah was not complete. There was Kof Aleim HaKagigis, and now Nislabesh Moshe Rabbeinu B'Mordechai as a tikkun. Let's complete the process. Let's perfect it. Let's have an ideal Kabbalah Satorah. And as a result of the Nes Purim that came about through Mordechai, is Kimu V'Kiblu, meaning they accepted the Torah again. And this time the Ava. So this is now a completion, a perfection of the Chisaron of the first round of Kabbalah Satorah, which was not the Ava, but rather because of Har Kigigis. And Ish Yehudi, we said, is Begmatria Moshe Ima Kolel. It means we should be aware of the fact that when the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah chose to define Mordechai and describe him with this adjective as an Ish Yehudi, and as the Medrash says, that's a remez for the Chut HaMeshulash that's going to connect Mordechai back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai is the Anav. Mordechai is Omed B'Peretz Lahatzil's Klal Yisrael. Mordechai is the one who teaches Torah to Klal Yisrael, all these ways like Moshe. That's the Chut HaMeshulash. That's the unbelievable connection between Mordechai and his predecessor Moshe. And Mordechai is there to inspire the people of Israel to accept the Torah, but this time the Ava as a completion and a perfection of what was lacking and deficient in the first Kabbalah Satorah at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that Moshe Rabbeinu now is this Slavish in the form of Mordechai, and Mordechai has that triple correspondence to, you know, mirror image to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai is going to bring about the Ness, and as a result of the Ness, to be attacking that which was incomplete at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now let's think about Omed B'Peretz. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu had a tremendous power. He was Omed B'Peretz. He saved Klal Yisrael from destruction at the time of the Chet HaEgel. And the pasuk in Shmos Lamed Beis, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe lech reid ki shiches amcha asher alisa me'eretz Mitzrayim sovu maher min haderech asher tzivisam osu lehem ha'igel ma'asecha v'yishtakvu lo v'yizbechu lo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu after the eagle, and he says to him, V'ata now, henicha li, let me go. V'ichar api bohem v'chalem v'esa uscha l'goy gadol. Why is it that when Moshe Rabbeinu is up on the mountain, Hashem says to him, Lech reid ki shiches amcha. And furthermore, How does that connect with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says immediately afterwards, V'atah hanichali v'yichar api bohem v'chalem? Rashi says, hanichali adayin lo shamanu shehespalel moshalem v'hu omer hanichali elakan pesach pasach lo pesach v'odio shadover tolibo shem yispalelem lo yichalem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already sends this kind of hidden, coded message to Moshe Benu Anichali, that, you know what, Moshe, if you'll be mispal, I won't destroy them. And the Gemara tells us, "Moikotin teszayinam in Bezan v'nusa gedola shel David Hamelech, ki gam achrei sheniftar moro v'rabo ira hayaori." The Hiskil David Lami Torah Yisrael Lo Yoshav Al Gavi Karem Uksusos Kefisha Noag Rabo Elehimshich Lo Sheves Al Karka Lulami Kach Torah Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech is the personification of Anova. He is going to sit on the floor when he teaches Torah. He's not even going to sit on the pillows, on the couches like his Rebbe did. And he's going to teach Torah v'zchus zeh hevtich l'Kadosh Baruch Hu sheyuchal levatel gzeirosov shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That David HaMelech, with his power of prayer, would be able to undermine the decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all because of the zchus of the anov, the shiflus of David HaMelech, as we said on Venusa Gdol shal David HaMelech. He's teaching Torah, but he refuses to sit higher than the people, than his students. And that's going to be the power of David HaMelech and his tefillah to be mevatel gzeiros of Shal HaKadosh Baruch. And if we look in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Chaf Gimel, V'ele shmos ha-giborim asher l'David Yoshev, Pshel Tachmoni, etc., etc. And the Gemara says, My Ka'omar, Omer of Yavo, Hochi Ka'omar, V'elish Mos, Gvurosav, Shel David, Yoshev, B'sheves, B'shosh, Yoshev, B'yeshiva, Lo hay yoshev al gabi karmuk susa al gabi karka dechol kamad havi rabbi ira hayaori kayam have masni leilu rabbanon al gabi karmuk sisos ki uksusos ki noch nafshe havi masni david le rabbanon favi yosev al gabi karka omule leisiv mar a karmuk sosos lo kibole. And in the pasuk it says takamoni omar rav Amalah Kadosh Baruch Hu holvish palta atzmecha tehei kamoni shani gozer gzera v'ata mevatla. Unbelievable. Since you exemplified shiflus, therefore you're like me, says God, and therefore you have the power to undermine my gzeros. So we see over and over again that the mid of Anovin, David HaMelech, the mid of shiflus, is the reason, is endows David HaMelech with that power to be mevatel gzeiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and completely null and void all those divine decrees. Now, why did David HaMelech sit on the floor at the time that he transmitted Torah? And the answer is pashut. The Gemara tells us in Tainis Daf Zayin, Lama nimshu divrei Torah l'mayim, tichsiv hevi kol tzomei l'chu l'mayim. Since Divrei Torah only miskayim v'mi shedaito shfeila, therefore, at the moment in time when David HaMelech sat on the ground to demonstrate that shiflus is the key to kiyuma Torah, That's when it became obvious to everyone that the shiflus of David HaMelech at the time of Limud HaTorah is part of the essence of Kiyum HaTorah. And we get a big yesod here that we derive from this, that if someone exemplifies that mid of humility, he's going to be zoche, he's going to have the power to be mevatel the gzeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David HaMelech, Hol vishpalta atzmecha, tehei kamoni, shani gozu gzeir v'ata mevatla. And what that means, al derech ha-pshat, is that through David HaMelech, who was the tzaddik, who was mashpil's atzmo, he becomes mida keneged mida, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpil himself, and he who is mashpil himself is like Hashem. So Hashem's hashpola, his anov, expresses itself in the fact that he's willing to be mevatel his gzera in front of someone who is mashpil himself. And Chazal describe the Kabbalah's Tfilo Shel David HaMelech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim the Rotzen of David HaMelech, like an Oreach, like a guest who is Mekayim the Rotzen of the Baal HaBayis. We see this in the Raya Mehemnon, Parshas Pinchas. David HaMelech is Mevakesh, Kohanecha Yilbishu Tzedek, Bechasidecha Yiranenu. And the Zohar asks, wait a minute, the Levim are in charge of reciting Shira, and that's Hamtokas Adinim. That's not Chasidim. It says Chasidecha Yiranenu. It should have said Levim. And the answer is, says the Zohar, that David HaMelech was Mevakish from HaKadosh Baruch Chasidecha Yiranenu, that the Chasidim as well, like David HaMelech, should Yiranenu, should be able to have the power of being Hamtokas Dinim, to bring about divine compassion instead, and replace and destroy divine anger. And the Zohar says, why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted this bakosh of David HaMelech? David HaMelech Omar, Kohanecha Yivshu Tzedek v'chasidecha Yiranenu, is itmar hosim leviyachem miboy leil member Omar kud shabrichu lav urach l'shanos midosai elabosar dizaminasli isli lemeved reusach mihocha ulfina olifna devalabayis demazmin afil lemalka isli lemeved reuso begin da ukma kol mashi yomel chabalabayis asay chutz mitzay. We'll try to translate the heavy Aramaic of the Zohar. David HaMelech declares, Kohanecha Yibushu Tzedek, V'chasidech Yiranenu. And we learn from this that, although it would seem more appropriate for David to say, L'viecha Yiranenu, they're in charge of Rina of singing, but HaKadosh Baruch says to David, it's not my style to change my midos, but after I invited you, then I have to do your ratzon. I mean, after you invited me, I meant to say, after you, David, invited me, his manta osi. And from this we learn that if the Baal HaBayis invites you, no matter who you are, you could be even the king, you should fulfill the will of the Baal HaBayis. And that's what the Gemara says in Psachim, Kol Baal HaBayis, Masha Yomer L'cha Baal HaBayis, Asei Chutz Mitzei. And this is an unbelievable chiddush, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim the Bakosh of David HaMelech, because David HaMelech Kaviyochel, his min is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elov. And in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made himself into an Oreach, entering into, as it were, the house of the host, and he has to be Mekayim, he has to fulfill the will of the host. And now, where do we find that David HaMelech invited HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Baal HaBayis would invite a host would invite a guest? And if you take a look in Yeshayahu HaNavi, in the Gemara in Sota, Yeshayahu HaNavi declares, Ki ko amar, Rom v'nisa shochen ad v'kadosh mo, marom v'kadosh eshkon v'ezdaka u'shfal ruach. The Gemara debates, what does it mean? V'ezdaka u'shfal ruach. Chad omar, iti daka. Rashi explains, ani magbio ad sheshochen etzli, v'hainu eshkon at daka. V'chad omar ani at daka, ani machin shchinosi etzlo, u'mistaber kimad yomar ani as daka, sh'arei kosh baruch hiniach kol horem u'gvoz v'hishu shchinoso al har Sinai, v'lo gova har Sinai l'mala. In other words, these two Perushim are debating. The Pasuk says, in Tehillim, HaShemayim Shemayim LaShem V'Arts Nasan L'Vnei Adam, if you hold Iti Daka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Magbia V'Onov up to Shemayim. He brings him up to his abode, in the heavenly abode. And therefore, the Onov is chosen to be an oreach, to be a guest in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abode. But the Gemara concludes like the second Pirush, the second Mani Omer, Ani V'at Daka. And what does Ani At Daka mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yored Lamata, he comes from on high down to the Oretz. He's Mashra Shechina on the Onav. The Onav is the Balabayas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosan Ha'aretz Nasan L'Vnei Adam. So we, so to speak, are the Bailim over the Oretz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel comes as an Oreach to be Mekayim the Rotz and the Balabayas. And all this is because of Shiflus, of the meaning of Shiflus. David HaMelech is on Venuso. He sits on the Oretz when he teaches Torah. He says the Gemara in Chulin is the Onav of Gadol. He says about himself, Anochi Tolas V'lo Ish. In the Schus of his Anova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashri Shechina from above coming down on David HaMelech. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, Ein Darki L'Shanos Midosai Ela Acher Shizmantosi Yesh Li Lasos Ritzonecha Kol Mashi Yomer Lecha Balabayis Aseh. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David, Hoyel Vishpalta Atzmecha Tehei Kamoni Shani Gozer Gzera Va'ata Mevatla. Since David HaMelech is the Onav, he sits on the Karak and he transmits Torah. He doesn't sit on a higher place, on Karmuk Susos. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashri Shechina from above, down here, Lamata Ba'aretz. And that's Ani At Daka. And that's the expression or the completion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mekayim, whatever David HaMelech is Mevakesh, Kol Mashi Yomer Lecha, Balabayis, Aseh. And perhaps you could say that when David HaMelech sits on the ground, when he teaches Torah, it's based on the concept that Chazal say there's Shiva Roim. There are seven, so to speak, shepherds that care about Klal Yisrael, intend to Klal Yisrael, supervise and protect Klal Yisrael, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. And these correspond to the Sheva Midos, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus. David HaMelech is the seventh on the list of the Roim, and he corresponds to the Mid of Malchus. He is the Melech al Kol Yisrael. And we know that Shechina is the mid of Malchus, as the Zohar says, Shechinta Malchusa de Kedusha, Malchus Shechinosa Tato. And there's a connection here between Shechina and Malchus, and therefore, B'shoshibo ben Odo Lekabal of O Malchus Shomayim, as a Shechina Bo V'shoral Rosho, Dovin HaMelech is the Merkov of Shechina. Kol Omer David Chota, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein Ela Toa, Shenemar Vayhi David L'chol Drachov Maskil V'Hashem Imo. Efshar Chota Bo and Bo Liyodo, Efshar Chet Bo to Liyodo U'Shechina Imo. The Shechina was always accompanying David HaMelech. And the Ramban says in his commentary on the Torah in Bereishis Yud Beis, Lifnei chol nes, before every miracle, tzarch lasos poel dimyon, lamata, kidei laora, nes, lamala. down here on earth we have to do some sort of imaginary corresponding action to clinch the divine promise and guarantee that it'll come to fruition. Dovid Melech sits on the floor when he teaches Torah. He's doing a poel dimyon that the Shekhinah, which is the Merkava, Tered min ha-shamayim l'kvoa dirasa ba'aretz. So this Maisa, which is a Maisa sitting on the ground of Anova, which brings about the Ashros HaShekhinah on Dovid HaMelech, Dovid HaMelech is Mesugol Fashros HaShekhinah Shafilu Echad Yoshev Yosik V'tor Shekhinah Imo. A person sits and he brings the Shekhinah, and that's what David did upon Dimyon, to bring down the Shekhinah Imo. And now let's swing back to the parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of the Chet HaEgel, Lech Reid Kishiches Amcha. And then immediately Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds to Moshe Vata Hanichali, as a remez that Moshe Rabbeinu has the capacity to be Mevatel the Gzera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his tefillah. And this is the subject of the Tanchuma in Parshas Noso. It says, "B'shah shebar Kadosh Baruch Hu olam nisava shiilo dira b'tachtonim kemo sheyesh lo b'alyonim baras ha'odom tziva oso v'yomar lo mikol eitz hagan achol tochel v'meitz hadas tovar lo sochal mimenu v'yovar odom al tzivuyo v'yad tzilek Kadosh Baruch Hu shkinaso l'riki rishona." And then it goes on, every generation another Russia, another Rishus, Kayin kills Hevel, Silek Shekhinah Sereki Hasheni, he goes higher up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removing himself, until after the Dar Enosh, we go to the Shlishi, Dar Mavel, to the Revi, Dar Haflaga, up to the Chamishi, Stom, up to the Shishi, Am Rafael V'chaver Nistalkam Shishi L'Shvi, but now there's a whole process to reverse this and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah back down from Shamayim, down to the Aretz again. Starts with Adam, with Avram Avinu and his Maisim Tovim. That brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu down from the Shvi, down to the Rekia Shishi. Yitzchak at the Akedah brings down the Shekhinah from the Shishi to Chamishi. Yaakov brings it from the fifth down to the fourth, Levi from the fourth down to the third, Kahos ben Levi from the third down to the second, Amram from the second to the Rishon, until Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way down to the Aretz. Shenemar vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the Shekhinah to the Aretz at the time of Matan Torah, as the Pasuk says, vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. How is Moshe Rabbeinu Zoche to bring the Shekhinah back down and restore it down on the earth? It's his anvenuso that the pasuk says, "Va'ish Moshe anov mikol adam asher al pnei adama." Moshe Rabbeinu transmits the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and that is a school to bring Hashras Hashekhinah on the Osek BaTorah. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Lech Reid Kishiches Amcha, Osalem Egel Masecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to be mispal on behalf of Klal Yisrael, to be mevatel the gzera of destruction. But as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shamayim and Klal Yisrael was sitting down on earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a b'china of the Balabayas, Shamayim, Shamayim Lashem. If Moshe Rabbeinu is up in Shamayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabayas. Moshe is the Oreach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berov Rachmav V'chasodov, he's Makdim Refula Maki, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid Kishiches Amcha, when you'll be down on earth, I will bring down my Shechina, as it says, Vayered Hashem Har Sinai, and then I will be serving as the guest, and you'll be the host. I'll be Mashmir Hashchina, but you'll be the host that accepts me. And once the tzaddik is the Baal HaBayis, for Eretz Nasan Livnei Odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel listens to the voice and the prayer of the host, of the tzaddik, Kol Mashi Yomer Lecho Baal HaBayis Aseh. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds to Moshe Rabbeinu, Atoha Nichali, V'yichar api bohem v'achalem, Rashi says, Kan posach lo pesach v'odio, Shadov etoli bo, Shem yispalel aleihem, V'lo yichale. And it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yata, now, I've told you, Lech Reid, go down to the Oretz, so that I'll have to listen to your voice to be mevatel l'gzeira hanicholi v'yicharapi bohem v'achalem. And it was understood by Moshe Rabbeinu that he has the power of tefillah on behalf of Klal Yisrael to be mevatel l'gzeira. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe at Har Sinai, Hinei anochi bo elecha bi'av hanan bavur yishma ha'om b'dabri imach v'gam b'cho yaminu le'olam. What does it mean? Hinei anochi bo elecha b'av hanan ani yored elecha lahasho shchinosi ba'aretz b'schusan v'nusucha bavur yishma ha'om b'dabri imach, that the people will see that I have returned my Shechina back to the Oretz, v'gam v'cho yaminu bi'olam, that will understand that you have the koch to mevatel l'gzeira kasha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim, as it says, kol ma sheyomer lo l'cho b'al habayis aseh. And we begin to understand why in the Ruach HaKodesh, Anshei Knesset HaGedola, when they wrote the Megillah, they call Mordechai, described as Ish Yehudi. And we saw in the Medrash that there are three different comparisons between Moshe and Mordechai. Mordechai is a nitzotz of Moshe Rabbeinu, number one. For Ish Moshe Onav Miod, and Mordechai is the Ish Yehudi, he's the Onav like Moshe. And just like Moshe is Omed B'Peretz at the time of the Chet HaEgel to save Klal Yisrael from the Gzeres Kloya, so too Mordechai is Omed B'Peretz Lahatzil Yisrael Migzeres Haman. And finally, number three, just as Moshe Rabbeinu transmits the Torah, so too Mordechai transmits the Torah. And the Bir, we understand now that Chachamim wanted to teach us that this great power of Mordechai to save Klal Yisrael from the Gzeira of the annihilation of Haman is because he was the Onav like Moshe, he was Zocha that the Shechina should be Shorah Lamata Ba'aretz. Now he's able to be Omid B'Peretz. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, now Mordechai becomes the host, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina becomes the guest. And just like Moshe is able to be Mevatel L'Gzeiras Kloya from Klal Yisrael, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a result of Mordechai's tefilos, is Kol Ma Sheyomer Ba'al HaBayis HaSeh, Moshe Rabbeinu, now Mordechai, the power of the Ba'al HaBayis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel listens and hearkens to the prayers and the supplications of the Ba'al HaBayis on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And Mordechai is the nitzotz of Moshe Rabbeinu. We see that just as Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to Yisrael, so too Mordechai taught Torah to Yisrael. And that's the schus of Kibu v'Kibu Yisrael Sator Mi'ava. There was a tikkun to fix up the blemish, the imperfection of the Kabbalah Sator at the time Moshe Rabbeinu of Kfiya, of Kofalei Makagigis. And since Mordechai is the nitzotz of Moshe, he's the onav like Moshe, he was zoche to be mamshich the Torah lamata lechol Yisrael, and the Torah now becomes like mayim that go from a high place down to a low place, the mid of shiflus, and now Klal Yisrael, as a result of the hashpah of Mordechai, will receive the Torah bi'ava, and that's going to be a tikkun on the Kabbalah Sator back in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And let's go back to where we started, the Gemara Megillah Daf Hey, Ein Medagdikim B'Mos Purim, El Kol Mi Sheposhet Yodo Litlo, Lito Nosnimlo, and we saw in the Chidush Arim that this is a Zecher to the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us on Purim, that anyone who's Poshet Yodo, anyone who comes with a supplication to be Mavakesh, Mishalos Libo on Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. Just like on Purim, down here, Lamato, we respond to the call of any Ani who's Poshet Yodo. Mordechai is Mevatel L'Gzeiras Kloya of Klal Yisrael, the Schus, that he was able to be Moshech, so to speak, to draw the Shechina back into the Oretz, to be Mekayim, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mekayim, his Ratzon, meaning the Ratzon of Mordechai, Kol Ma Sheyomer Lecha Ba'al HaBayis HaSeh. And on every Purim, on the day of Kimu V'Kiblu, when Klal Yisrael received the Torah, accepted the Torah, mi'ava, and exclusively mit Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yored, he's Mashra Shechina on the Lomdei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misnaig in Yisrael, in the way that an Oreach is Misnaig when he's in the house of the Baal HaBayis, and Kol HaPoshe Yodo Levakesh Yeshua, anyone who comes forward with a Bakosha, with a supplication on Purim. Purim is the day that has that unbelievable skula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and hearken to his prayers. Kol ma sheyomer lecha b'al habayis aseh, may we be zocher this Purim to ask Hashem to have compassion, to undermine and destroy and void and nullify any of those gzeros against us. We should be zocher to see the day of Yeshua of Hatzolah, the Nisim, like they were, Bizman Hazeh, Amen, Kein Yiratzon.